Sivir Shalom, Beis Reish Chav, Beis Vav. Hine, Achrozas Melchama La Tzara Tzoyra. When there would be a calling for war against an enemy, Melvad Kol Inyana Tachsisa Melchama Shetzorach Melchama Sageitza. Besides all of the war tactics that are necessary for our battle against our Yetzahara, Reishis Hu Kaloshan HaKosef, the first thing we need to do is, as the Pasuk says in Pasha Shoftim, when we're talking about war against our physical enemies, it says, Al Yerach Levavchem. The Kohen would get up, the Kohen Gadol would get up, and he would make an announcement, Al Yerach Levavchem, do not allow your heart to fear. Moirach Halev v'malchama hu kishlen charetz. Fear of the heart during war is a guaranteed stumbling block. V'haneshek hayoyil v'yoyser v'achizuk v'amuna v'hanitzachin. The most advantageous weapon is strength and faith in victory. Kolshkem v'melchama hakasha. That's talking about even a physical war. Kolshkem, even more so, v'melchama hakasha, in the more difficult war, which is akiras shor she'arash v'adam, which is uprooting the evil roots within a person. Al yerach levav elu. The heart of those that are constantly starting over again should not be afraid, no matter how many times they've tried and not been successful. Their spirit shall not drop. Because that would be giving in to the Yetzirah who wants them to stumble. As it is as we have accepted from our rabbis, just a rule, a general rule. Whatever the Sitra Acher wants, we do the opposite. Huh?
That's good advice. Yeah. if you know what it is, right. That Sitra Acher wants.
Well, one thing is for sure. Sometimes the way to determine whether it's a Sitra Acher or not is to think whether this is the Tzadik Kedusha. Once you know it's not the Tzadik Kedusha, it's definitely the Tzadik Sitra Acher. So giving up,
it's not one. It's automatically the
right,
other. There's
yes.
no.
There's
nothing
else. Right. No gray area. So giving up is definitely not coming from the Tzadik Kedusha. Right? No matter how much sense it makes.
What about what we were talking about yesterday, that you could basically channel those taivos, those anything negative, you could make it positive.
Despair? How can you do that?
Okay, despair. Right. But I'm saying there
right.
are negative
minos sure.
that you can make up. So does that take it away from the Sitra Acher, or is it still...
No, that is doing the Hepech. I mean, you're using it for something that is opposite the Sitra Acher. I mean, you can definitely fool yourself into thinking that what you're doing is for Kedusha, and it's really not.
You sort of have to be two people going forward. One, you're on the path, and then you have to be this person who's watching yourself to say, am I on the right path? You know, is this causing me to...
It's very difficult to be objective.
Right. Is this causing me to do... Oh, this that's happening to me now is causing me to feel this way. to feel despair, whatever. That's wrong. I need to change. You almost have to be in it, but also watching yourself at the same time.
Right.
But you said you can fool yourself into thinking it's on the side of Kedusha, so maybe, maybe I'm not fooling myself, or maybe I'm fooling myself.
Right. No, that's definitely a problem.
I think, for example, of my neighbor, the Jew who teaches it, who's become a Christian, I don't doubt that he thinks that that's on the side of Kedusha. That he thinks it.
Maybe, I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah. That's an extreme example.
Right. Right. I'm not sure he's aware of that there are whatever what these two sides represent.
That could be.
It is befitting to mention the story that is brought in Torah Savas. When the Kubrina Rebbe was sent for the first time by the Lachavitcher to gather to collect money for the poor in Eretz Yisrael. He said that he heard voices from all four directions of the world calling out to him and saying, Moshke Kerzachim, meaning Moshke, go back home. You're not being successful. You're not, the fundraising is not really working. Just go back home. And he said, I didn't pay any attention to all that. And I continued on my way. He says, until the point that he felt that the Sitra Achra, which is, in other words, his Yetahara, was telling him, go back home or else I will transform you into nothingness. Meaning, this is not good for you. This is the Yetahara was so strong that he felt that he was totally going to forfeit anything that he stood for if he was going to continue collecting. That's how strong the Yetzer Hara made him feel about going back home. And he says, nevertheless, I was able to answer my Yetzer Hara, Eini mefached b'mcha, I am not afraid of you. V'kach mekablani merabi, and he said, basically he was saying to himself, in his own mind, he was saying this to the Sitra Achra, I have heard from my Rebbe, Komasha Sitra Achra Roitze, whatever the Sitra Achra wants you to do, Tzorach Lassus Lehepach, you have to do the opposite.
Gotta listen to that little battery on the shoulder.
So here he knew that he was doing something holy because his Rebbe sent him.
Okay.
And even though everything in the world seemed to be saying, this is ridiculous, and what?
Roadblocks.
Right.
But at some point, something you're doing might be ridiculous.
Right.
No?
It
might seem that way.
What might be ridiculous? I've done ridiculous things, and...
I think it was the fact that he was involved in a Dover Kedusha that he knew that...
What was happening was...
All right, let me speak up for the Sitra. This is my job.
No. I do this for a living.
What kind of law do you practice?
Criminal appeals.
Okay, there we go.
All right, so he's off trying to trying to fundraise in these villages, and after a while he realizes, you know what, these people don't have any money. You know, this guy's giving me 18 kopecks, and for this I've now spent 3 days and I've collected 18. These people don't have any money. If I really want to be collecting money, I ought to be doing something else, because this isn't working. I'm wasting my time over here. So maybe this is a proper thing. You know, go to a place where people have some more money, maybe.
Okay, so let me speak up for the Tata condition.
This is interesting, though.
Okay. The fence rests.
The Tala Kedusha will say that, you know, this is really none of my business as to whether this is working or not. My Rebbe sent me to do this.
Okay, and that's the crucial difference here in this case.
Right, and therefore, he knows what's good for me, whether I do raise money or not.
Yes.
Could be this exile, or whatever I'm doing, this must be good for my neshama.
Yes.
And that's why I'm going to...
My point is absent that.
You don't have that on your side.
Well, okay.
Right.
But I mean, the more difficult.
Right.
If you got that, then that's the answer.
Right.
There are stories of the person who has nothing, he's dirt poor, and then goes out to fundraise, to raise money because he has nothing for the table. Okay.
Okay, so. Let's say somebody who puts on tefillin every day and. He hears a voice inside of him saying, every time he does this, so this is really not doing anything for you. You know, this really, it's putting on tefillin.
Yeah, you've got a commandment to put on tefillin.
Oh, right.
This is different than something that you've decided is a good thing to do that's on the side of Kedusha. And after a while, you realize, not a commandment, not that your Rebbe has told you to do it. You're out trying to fundraise, the example, not where your Rebbe has told you to go do it. And after a while, you conclude, you know what, this is not working.
Yeah, okay. So then you really don't know which is sometimes that your seichel is...
I had to go do something else.
It's the voice of reason.
This isn't it.
Right.
Yeah.
I imagine opening up a new shul with fraught with such...
this is working.
Yeah, but
I can tell you that building the new shul is something that I'm constantly up against.
Yeah.
There's a lot of naysayers that say you shouldn't be putting yourself into that kind of money and you shouldn't be. It's unnecessary. We're managing. There's no reason. To, you know, we have. For some reason, and again,
I hear that.
I don't know who I'm listening to.
I hear that phrase, build it and it will come.
I think we need to move to the next level already. We need to because more people won't come. Yeah. What will you?
Any position.
Okay.
Now that we've solved the world's problems,
we have
missed that subject. They missed that gap, you know, because we put it up at once.
It's the secret learning.
That's right.
Ketira zeh, similar to this, yesh the cholechad arisa this karav lavidos the izborach, v'lakar arasha v'kirvoi. Each and every person who wants to become close to serving Hashem and to uproot the evil that is within him, shekol oydam kulei nevin the fun of kikir, and sometimes it seems as if the entire world is a wall. Has the whole entire world has risen against him, risen opposite him like a wall. Everything is calling out to him and saying, just go back. Don't bother. The situation that surrounds any Jew. Matavkid HaKodesh Uloimar, and the mandate, the holy mandate is to say, Eini Mefachid Imcha, I am not afraid of you. And in the merit of our Rebbe's Shedivreim Chayim Ekayomim, whose words are alive and well. that everything that the Sitra Achra wants to do the opposite. That with that power, everyone has the ability to overcome the trials, the difficult trials of life. Because Hashem created Kedusha to be able to counter the Sitra Achra. And since we see that there is such a overpowering Sitra Achra nowadays, there definitely is an extra Siyata Deshmaya, assistance from heaven. That will give us the special assistance at the time of war with our personal enemy. And we need to blow our trumpets, which is the saying, I do not fear you, with a voice that emanates strength, to announce war until we bring the enemy down. That is walking with us to wage war with our enemy to save us.
The one we shouldn't fear is Sitra Achra.
Bring it on, in other words.
But we're supposed to also have a sense of fear of Hashem, are we not?
Well, obviously, we wouldn't be at war.
You know,
we're not supposed to fear the enemy.
Right.
We're at war with our enemy because we are.
Essentially, it's talking about our confidence.
Because our king has sent us to war.
Right. Essentially, it's talking about confidence.
Right. That's what he said. I mean, the person needs, that's what he said over here.
So we should be more afraid of our king than the enemy.
Right.
Confident in him too.
Is it called the Stockholm syndrome? When the captive joins the enemy.
So he sympathizes with their mission.
Right. So that's basically what happens when we get trapped in the Yetzirah. When we go to war with the Yetzirah, we become captive to our Yetzirah, and then
I'll see Stockholm written here.
What's that referred to? What's Stockholm got to
do? I don't know.
Because that was the name of those first captives. Or that.
What was that famous case where the girl got taken captive?
Her name was Stockholm. Her last name was Stockholm or something like that.
No, you're thinking of the Symbionese liberation, aren't you? Hirsch. Patty Hirsch.
Patty Hirsch is what I'm thinking
was
of.
Was it Hirsch?
Hirsch. I'm thinking of.
That's it. Right. She was captured by these nutcase terrorists, and she joined them. And then she went and robbed a bank with them.
Right. Yeah. So that is that's really what happens with the Yetzirah.
He's not such a bad guy.
So, Mamar Shmini, Tshuva Tatoa v'Tshuva Iloa. Now, this is something we know from the Zohar Kodesh, that is a lower Tshuva and a higher Tshuva. I'm sure he'll explain that there's Tashuv Hei Tatoa and Tashuv Hei Iloa. Right? There's two Heis in Hashem's name. One is the Hei Iloa, the upper Hei, one is the lower Hei. So Tshuva Tato is Tashuv Hei Tato, returning the lower Hei. And Tshuva Ilo is Tashuv Hei Ilo, is returning the upper Hei. I'm sure I'll get to that. Okay. Isa V'Sfonim HaGdashim, It is written in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Gam Vo'isim Chatoim V'Gomim Shekosav V'Zoyer HaKadosh Le'Magila V'Hem Tshuva. There is one quote in the Zohar which is dealt with by specifically by the Chassidish Sfarim, pretty much ignored by the non-Chassidish Sfarim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the sin for wasting a seed is such a terrible sin that a tshuva doesn't work. That is the only avera that is written in that is written anywhere that tshuva doesn't work for. Zohar HaKadosh says for moitzi zara levatola, wasting seed,
so
there is no tshuva.
Might as well just not worry about it. Is that right?
What?
The implication of that is you might as well just not worry about
either
it.
Either that or just give up.
Well, that's the Yitzhara. That's what he means. Is that the Yitzhara?
But why? If Tshuva is impossible anyway.
Right. So that's
what the Yitzhara is always trying to tell you about it. Tshuva is impossible. And here we're learning that's true.
No return.
So that is what the Zohar HaKadosh said. So we're going to address this now. So Yisim is Svarim HaKadoshim, right? So the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the Gamba Yisim Chatoim Ubegumam Shekosav B'Zohar HaKadosh Elohim Ha'idu B'Hem Tshuva, that even on the sin that the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Tshuva doesn't work, and he's not even going to mention which sin that is, because everybody knows what he's referring to. Hayinu Tshuva Tatoa, that means that Tshuva Tatoa, when the Zohar HaKadosh says Tshuva doesn't work, he's referring to Tshuva Tatoa, the lower Tshuva doesn't work. But the upper tshuva does not. But the upper tshuva does work even for that type of aver. There actually is such a nusach in the zayir, sham bar v'tshuva segia, that says that nothing works besides intense tshuva. So also the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, so here we have, so that's one area where we know that a person needs to do tshuva iloa. Now here's another example where a person needs to do tshuva iloa, and that is specific areas where depending on the person, there are people that have transgressed a certain avera numerous times to the point that it's become habitual and it's very difficult for the person to separate themselves from it. And to the point that that person is considered a renegade for one thing. Right, now, Mumla Dabaracha means that a person is a renegade in one specific mitzvah. This has halachic implications. It's, the Gemara talks about, Yain Nesach, right? When somebody touches wine, right? Usually we know that non-Jew touches wine, you can't drink the wine. So, what happens, and the same thing is in Mumar L'Avay Dezara, right? Someone who's a renegade, he keeps the entire Torah, but he worships L'Avay Dezara. Right? So,
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know how that's actually possible.
Okay.
So the halacha is that if he touches wine, it's also Yain Nesach, right? For the same reason that not if he touches wine, it's Yain Nesach. Because somebody who is a renegade to Avodah Zarah is as if he's a renegade for the entire Torah, because obviously he's in the book. Similarly, someone who is a mumer to be Mechal Shabbos, right? Also, he keeps everything else, but he's a mumer Mechal Shabbos, has a din of mumer Lechal Torah. He's as if he doesn't keep the entire Torah. But in almost any other case, if somebody is a mumer to any specific avera, right? Somebody who's commits adultery, but otherwise he's a good Jew. If he touches wine, we're okay. We have no problem with that. He's only considered a mummer for that, and that doesn't invalidate him for the rest of the Torah. You won't be able to include him. He can't be a witness. He's not kosher la'edus. He can't be a dayan. You know, there are halachas that apply to such people, but they do not have a din of mumar l'chol
hater. What that's saying is that certain averos are considered when you're doing them, you're denying kol Torah kulo, right? It's just a type of that.
Right. Now, so someone who is a mumal adavarachot, somebody who is a renegade to one area, so on that avera, that person, it is required for that person to do tshuva ilah. Tshuva tata is not going to work. He hasn't yet explained what the difference between tshuva tata and tshuva ilah, but we'll get there. Right? As long as the person is still involved in that certain avera, obviously, that he has not done tshuva. Kolza hurak b'tshuva tata. All this applies to tshuva tata, meaning that tshuva tata is not going to work with such a person. But ulam hishir avoy izbor shmai pesach l'tshuva, the tshuva, nevertheless, there's still a door open for such people, and that door is called tshuva ilah. Now, what is tshuva tata and tshuva ilah? The pashtus hadvarim. So, in a simple way, yes, the farish we can explain that tshuva tata im hakoyches hativyim shevadam. That tshuva tata means tshuva within natural, which in the person's natural power. Tshuva ilah, tshuva ilah, the upper tshuva, he hakoyches ha'al tivyim shevadam, requires a person to use supernatural strengths. As we can just understand in a physical sense, a person has within himself strengths that the person doesn't even know exist. That word is English. Right? A person has given the person those powers, those strengths, as reserve for danger. Times of danger. Those strengths are usually brought out in cases where a person needs to save his life. Rabbi Plotnik told me he was once walking on Devon Avenue, and he saw one of those Pakistani women walking with her child, and the child ran into the street, and a car ran over the child. And the car realized what he did. He stopped, and the car was on top of the child. He said he watched this Pakistani woman walk over to the car, lift the car single-handedly. Now, lift the car and pull her child out. So it's something that this doesn't make any sense, right? When a person is, when a life is in danger, there are koiches that come out of the person that is just totally supernatural.
Either that or she spends a lot of secret time in the gym.
I don't know if you know the story of Tovia Grosso when he was being beaten up at the house. It was right in the beginning of Intifada years ago, and they pulled him out of the car, and it was, yeah, there were a bunch of them, they were beating him up with sticks, and he was ready to say Shema Yisrael, and at the last second he gave a, gave a scream, and he just didn't know what he just ran, and Hashem gave him, he scared him off. He had such a loud scream, they thought, who knows what they thought, and with all the strength, he ran, he didn't know which way he was running, he could have ran into the village. Luckily he ran to a checkpoint, and he thought he was, he thought his whole life flashing in front of him.
So there are koiches that are within a person doesn't even know exist, and they are revealed when a person needs to save his life. So also the person has spiritual powers that are basically boundless. The person himself doesn't know that they exist within him. Almanas Shiav Ilan based on Tzorach. And the reason for these hidden spiritual powers is that the person has the ability to tap into them in a time of need. And even when a person ends up sinning with the types of averes that drag him into spiritual doom, the person has supernatural powers to be able to drag to take himself out of this filth. That is one understanding of the difference between Tshuva Tato and Tshuva Ilo. Tshuva Tato are natural powers, Tshuva Ilo are supernatural powers.
It's not supernatural. It's saying that these reserves are built in, so
right.
It's not super. It's just
right, but
more
he's,
than
right, he's calling
super normal, maybe.
Right. He's using the word nature as something that we usually use and we're accustomed when we know that we have. And supernatural, he's calling something that's just out of the norm.
Yeah.
And in another understanding, actually not another understanding, in other words, Chuvatatoa is using the same powers that are within the same world as the same situation that he's in. Right? The same, using those same koiches of the world that he sinned in, he can use those same koiches to pull himself out. But Tshuva Iloa, the upper Tshuva Shemistraimim Lamalam Oinam Shachatabai, is that he's elevating himself to a place that is above the place that he sinned in. To another world and another situation that is above that place where he sinned in. That falls into the category of changing one's place. As the Rambam says, when a person does tshuva, he should change his place. He's saying what that really means is lift yourself above that place where you were when you sinned. That type of tshuva is something that is strong and lasting. And we need to explain this in the different ways, how to bring this close to our intellect and our feelings.
Yeah.